Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex on this most glorious of Mondays as the year winds down, the year 2024. Default location, default route, doing what we do. I'm excited today because I did it. I did the damn thing this weekend. I pretty much did what I said I wanted to do. I controlled my eating. I think I averaged 18,000 steps on Saturday and Sunday. I ate breakfast like a regular work day. And then I didn't eat my dinner again until 8 p.m. or 7:50, which I may take in consideration of changing. That may be late, but having said that, at this point, it's tough for me to go to bed on an empty stomach. And for my dinner, the biggest meal that I had around 8 p.m., I had a salad. A meat and cheese, mushroom, olive, cheese. I gotta say cheese twice. And a lot of dressing. Probably not the most humane or healthy salad, but damn, it's good. I was considering getting low-fat dressing, too. I could probably make that little switch, you know, tweak it a little, just to maybe knock off a calorie. Of course, I had my potato chips. I sat in my chair. It was glorious. Had a good day yesterday. Nothing too spectacular. Can't even remember what I did. I walked, went to Costco. I was finally able to get into my Costco account online. Associated my new card with my email address. Card that's going to expire in 2 days. Not sure if I want it or not, but I do like Costco. I think I went twice this year, and that's a lot because I don't usually go to Costco because the quantities are just not productive for me. And freezer space, I have my freezer ain't all that big. But they had 2 pounds of sharp cheddar cheese for $6.49. That in itself might be worth going to Costco, keeping the membership. I do love my cheese. Get that 2 pound block, I grate it up, put it on my salad. But anyway, I lost weight over the weekend. And I don't want to say that's unprecedented, but it's highly unusual. I woke up Saturday, I think 217.2. I woke up this morning on Monday at 214.0. So I'm excited. I am excited. As I'm looking back, 1 year ago today is when my weight started to skyrocket right about this time. Whereas last, and it's, I think it was like 212 or something on this date last year, but that was a Saturday. And it has to be taken into consideration. But basically the weight was going up steeply last year at this time, and the weight is slowly going down, sine wave going down. It goes down. Goes up a little, goes down farther, goes up, goes down farther. So I'm enthused. I'm enthused and excited. Yesterday I was in my effort to stay busy and do stuff. I rode through Hollywood yesterday with the 360 camera, which I think I may need to reset. because it's behaving peculiarly. The exposure didn't seem to be working correctly. But I went through Hollywood, and then I got back. You know, I just wanted to stay tinkering, even, you know, just doing easy stuff on Jeffrey TV, just, you know, to keep from eating. So I started messing with the video. Because I got back, and I still had like a couple hours before I was going to allow myself to eat. And then I was thinking, well, maybe I should eat early. Let it digest. Wouldn't that be better? Yeah. We can eat now. Nope, I pushed it. I started working on stuff, and the time flew by, and I looked up, oh, okay. But basically, what I was doing was categorizing these videos. Because when I record them on a 360 camera, the date is always wrong. So I don't know what date they were recorded on, so I got to go back and figure that out. So I was looking through all my 2024 pictures to see on my camera that I take, with my phone, because that's my journal. I take pictures of everywhere I go, just about everything I do. I take a snap. So, and I can look back over that. It's a journal, kind of let me know what I did, what I didn't do that day. Blah, blah. So I'm looking over 2024 to say, hey, when did I go to Venice Beach that time when I was shooting with the 360 camera? So I was scrolling through my 2024 pics, and I went, damn, Jeffrey. Not a bad year, buddy. Not a bad year. I was thinking 2024 was like, you know. But I did a few things. One that stands out that I completely forgot about was doing P-Funk on my birthday in Kansas City. Of course I was front row. I forgot about that, and then some LA Maggot shows, and I went to New York. Of course, I saw Granddaughter. Like, if I go every two, another thing I saw through them pictures, I'd be back there a lot. I'd be back there a lot. I'd be going back there every 2 months. I'd be back there a lot. And for me, that's a big deal. For me, a person like I am, that's a big deal. I go back there a lot. If I go every 2 months, that's like 6 times a year. I don't do nothing 6 times a year. Especially when other people involved. And I was like, damn, what's going on? But 2024 was a good year. I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice. Football games, P-Funk shows, New York City. You know, LA Maggots, all that. There's some other stuff in there too. I was like, whoa, go ahead, Jeffrey. Go on with your bad self. I had no idea. But today is about the 2:14 that I woke up this morning. I'm thinking I'm gonna do I'll probably drop 2.2 pounds on this walk. I'm guessing, you know, something like that. I think I'm gonna drop like, I'll probably drop like 2.2 pounds. That'll get me a 211 something. I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure I'll do 2.2, because now I understand what a warm-up jacket is. Now I understand the concept behind a warm-up jacket. I get it now. You walk outside, you're cold. You got a chill on. You're flat, you're not moving. You want to stay warm until you get warm. So when I walked out today, wearing all the clothes I'm wearing, I got my sauna jacket on under this hoodie, thick hoodie, and a t-shirt and a long sleeve shirt under that, and my winter hat. I'm sweating. But when I walked out, it was perfect. I was like, perfect. And then after I walked 7 minutes, I'm like, damn, I'm hot. I was wondering if I was gonna make it. I was like, well, the idea of a warm-up jacket is real. And maybe I should, you know, plan to wear something until I get going and heat it up. And then take it off. Wear it. And I'll take this hoodie off and wrap it around my waist. Are men supposed to do that? Are men supposed to walk with stuff wrapped around their waist? I do, because it's too goddamn convenient. That's about efficiency. I don't give a damn. That's about efficiency. So, I'm sweating now. It feels good. I had to pull my hat up a little bit. Pull it up some more because I'm just sweating. And I kind of do want to sweat. You know, no problem with that sweating thing. So, get back, do 2 days of work, then have New Year's Day off. We'll see how I behave on New Year's Day. Though, I already freed myself to indulge on New Year's Day. But we'll see. We'll see. I hate to give it back. I'd hate to give it back. Depending on what the number looks like New Year's Day. I can probably guess, huh? To be honest with you. I can probably guess. New Year's Day. I could probably wake up, if I do 2 pounds a day, and I get back at 211 a day, 209 tomorrow. Oh, no. Yeah. Maybe 2 pounds a day. Maybe 210. 209, 210 when I wake up New Year's Day. I hate to give it back. I hate to give all that work back. Considering I work 2 days and then another 2 days off. But I feel good. And I'm being productive, or at least I'm moving in a productive direction. Working on Jeffrey TV stuff, organizing my videos, and getting my intellectual property arranged. Handling my business, et cetera, et cetera. I feel good. This is definitely not a thank God it's Monday. It's a woohoo! Monday. Sun on my face. Feeling good. And when my weight gets down, and I can feel it. I can feel it in my motions and how I move. Probably my emotions too. But my physical agility, you know, standing up, sitting down, breathing, the whole thing. I feel lighter, more agile, more on top of it. And I'll start to do like little mini projects. Look at that sun. The sun is killing, ain't it? Woo! The sun is killing, ain't it? That's why I pay $1,800 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. why I do it, for this, and to be located close to a metro rail, close to a major international airport, close to Hollywood, Venice Beach. Like I said yesterday, I was looking for something to do. Hey, this is gonna be ride through Hollywood. Okay. Just rode through Hollywood a couple times. 360 camera, all that. You know what I'm saying. Location, location, location. And I told my buddy, if you ain't into that, because he moved to Idaho or something. I was like, if you ain't into that, get out. I understand. But he was saying, he ain't into that, but he was born and raised here, so he still does miss it. And family people here and stuff, still does miss it. But he, by nature, from what I think of, he just ain't into that whole California, Hollywood, LA, glitzy, all that bullshit. I call it bullshit because in a way it is bullshit, but I love it. I love it. I tell this story before, I tell it again. It was Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton, her getting out of jail. And they made a big deal out of it. And the news cameras was there. I think CNN was there, all this and all that. And I'm like, why? And at the same time, I went, it's beautiful and I love it. It's like, I love human beings. I love that whole Hollywood, whatever that was. I mean, she was getting out of jail, there was cameras there. It was like a big news thing. And she really didn't do nothing. I can't remember what she was in jail for. She was just a personality. And that, to me, that's when it all kind of started in my mind. That's when I got it. I was like, oh, okay. It doesn't have to be about anything. The event doesn't even have to be worthy of anything or worth anything or anything. It's just the way you present it. It's the way it's presented that people are intrigued with and captivated or motivated to watch before, watch about. So that's why I do my, I make all these videos about mundane stuff. That really could be it. And I'm just not just saying that either. That really could be it. Cause I, not too long ago I asked, I was like, why did I post a whole bunch of pictures of me cleaning the bathroom? What was that about? Me posting a whole bunch of pictures of me cleaning the bathroom. The mundane. Why do I do that? Because it's not so much the event or the happening, it's how it's presented. And then in my, also in my thinking, the irony of it all. I know damn well this ain't worthy, quote unquote worthy, of documentation and presentation, but I'll do it anyway. Because I know it's going to strike people a certain way. And I get into it. And also with that, I have to be reminded that I'm also in love with the production and the technology that's involved in all of it. I just love doing it. And I'm getting better and better at it exponentially. But I'm slowly getting into, very slowly getting into jazzing it up or putting a little bit of flair on it, a little bit of extracurricular you know, adornment or ornament, ornamental decoration, you know, just a little bit of bling, or, you know, not bling, but, you know, just little aesthetic enhancements. Other than just the video and audio work, actually adding stuff, you know, because I got all the tools. I got all the tools to do it. I'm just not inclined. I'm a minimalist. I'm just not inclined to, you know, put all that flash and stuff on it. But, you know how it goes. We'll see. You just slowly integrate different parts into what you're doing. And they start to add up. You say, oh, you know, I put a lower third, a banner on the bottom. Oh, I can make that banner a little bit better. Oh, you know, and over time, you look back and you go, well, damn, especially with my videos. My God, I've been doing this for a long time. And I was working with non-material. It was back before I spent any money on any equipment. All the equipment I had, I got from work, fell off a truck, was on sale, it was broken, I fixed it. I did zero investment. And I tried to get the best video out of zero investment. I didn't buy a mic, I didn't buy a camera. Whatever I found, whatever I had, I tried to make work. And then over time, and for years working that way, over time, I got a good job and got some disposable income and was able to actually invest. So by the time I was actually ready to invest, I knew how to do a lot already. I learned in the trenches. So when I was able to get good equipment, I was like, oh my God. And in fact, what happened was, when I got new equipment, I had to teach myself how to let go and to fully exploit it, to take it up to the higher resolutions, to fully exploit all this stuff instead of going minimalist, because the technology that I was used to working with couldn't handle it. So I had to take the resolutions up. You know, expect more from this, expect more from that. Probably still do. But I love it. My Cubase Pro, which is, I'm a version behind. Version 14 is out. I got version 13. I got version 13 and I got version 11. I use version 11 because some of the stuff in 13 don't work no more. So I keep it version 11, keep it version 13. Go to Cubase Pro version 14, $100. No real need to do that. I use CyberLink Power Director, my video software. I found that years ago when Adobe went to a subscription, and I had, because I got a Adobe Premiere on a disc that I was using for years, long time. I got from work. The Army Corps, I think Wyatt gave it to me. He said, here, man. I was like, oh, Adobe Premiere with a serial key. Can't do that no more. And then Adobe went to subscription. You know, I was making a little bit of money, but I wasn't making that much damn money. So I Googled and I found CyberLink Power Director. That's what I've been using. And it gets it done. A lot of tools, a lot of features that I need to utilize to enhance my videos, but I don't know if I want them to look like the, you know, modern day TikTok videos or modern day stuff with all the stickers and flashies. I don't know if I want that. The text to speech I like. I mean, speech to text, where, you know, they have the words on the screen when you talk. I kind of like that in certain videos. But, you know, it's like doing what I do. Sitting there editing. And I got devices now to help me edit. Control devices. Remote control to switch my cameras, OBS Studio. Oh, I love it so much. I love it. And content. I'm just a content producer. Not even a provider. I'm just producing it. But I do post it. And I like creating. I like creating it a lot. You're not even, basically showing off to, you know, I went to Kansas City for my birthday. I've been in New York. Showing that off a little bit. But also showing off my ability with the technology. I love that too. And my intellectual ideas and ideologies, I like to present to people in a way, non-aggressive, non-threatening way, at least overtly non-threatening. But I know some of the stuff I say, oh yeah, yesterday after the game, Jaden Daniels, young rookie quarterback, tearing the league up. Go down, scores a winning touchdown, celebrate it. Him and Ertz, his tight end. The first thing they did was thank God. First thing he did, all glory to God. All God is good. It's all about God. He said that. And Ertz, a white boy, came up. He started talking. First thing he said too, all glory to God, God. You know. And it did, I don't say it bugged me, it did a little, like 5%, maybe 10%, but I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it anymore. There was a time I'd have threw something at the TV. It'd have been a time I'd have got on Facebook and had to do a 15, 20 minute text rant. That's back when I used to type stuff out. And Bailey, it would have came out, hopefully, me explaining my argument against that and not, you know, calling people. Well, there was a time when I used to call people dumb and stupid, too. There was a time I used to call people dumb and stupid, too. Yeah. Way back. Maybe 20 years ago. Not so much anymore. Like, I don't think anything is stupid anymore, actually. We're done. Just comes down to me not understanding it fully. That's what it always had come down to. Yeah. But they got on there and they said their thing. And I'm like, in fact, if I was to say that's dumb and that's stupid, it would probably relay to a lot of people pretty much what I think. I just don't want to use those words. If I was to say, oh, they dumb and they stupid, it don't make no sense, blah, blah, blah. If I was to come off that way, people would pretty much understand how I felt about it. I just don't want to use those words. Because I don't think it's dumb or stupid. I really don't. But if I was to use those words, people would, oh, okay, I see what he's saying. You know, they'd get it. I understand that part. But I'm looking for more words. Looking for words that will say what I want to say in a better way. Than using that. I want to be more explaining it to use more articulate words. More words that explain it better. What I mean better. Even though, like I said, when I put it that way, people understand pretty much what I'm trying to say. It just don't make no sense. In a way, I think it's ignorant. Ignorant? Is that a good word? I think it's ignorant. But it's faith. And I don't put faith down. Faith works. Especially for the young kids, young boys, growing and making millions of dollars. Young. Out there in the big time. The world is their oyster. All the temptation that's around them. All the opportunities. They need something. They need something to put their faith in. They can't be shaken. And it can't be shaken because there's nothing, there's no logical premise or theory that can be disproved. It's just the scripture and doctrine is written in such a way, and it has evolved into something basically where it cannot be disproved. And that's what, basically, what you want your faith to be. Something that can't be disproved. And if there's something for which there's no evidence of, it can't be disproven. It's almost like a perfect circle. Like almost like a perfect circular argument. But and the up, and I say all that about the whole uptick in religion, people expressing their faith and stuff, and people kneeling at the game. Like if a player gets hurt, they all kneel down in a prayer circle. After the game, they go to the middle of the field, and they take a knee and they pray. I get all that. I get why they do it, I should say. And this may come out crude and harsh, but I believe if they were more educated, they wouldn't believe that way, to put it crudely. They say, oh, no, there's a lot of, you know, educated people believe in God. Yeah, there's a lot, but there's a hell of a whole lot more that don't. The nuns, they call them people with no faith, no belief. When you fill out that religious belief on the census, no belief. The nuns are rising, and kids growing up today with all the information in the world in their hand on their phone. I'm not worried. Not at all. And what is it to worry about anyway? I guess when I say I'm not worried, I'm probably thinking, we're going to win. Now, I could be small like that. You know, I'm probably thinking, hey, we going to win. That's all right. We're going to win. Because do I really care if atheism becomes the belief for humanity? Do I really care about the direction of humanity? I can't find a reason to care about the direction of humanity. Though it's the most fun game in the universe, to me it comes back, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we all believe in God. It doesn't matter if a catastrophe hits and we all disappear. It kind of really doesn't matter. What's the point? We don't understand what the point of all this is. You know, it's going to be here and it's going to go away. So it has to be about now. It has to be about the experience now. And doing what you feel. And if you feel you need to fight against climate change, if you feel you need to fight for trans gay rights or equal equals equal or whatever, that's what you should do. That is your thing. I would never tell anybody to stop doing it. Just like I would never tell Jaden Daniels and Ertz to stop believing in God. Or stop, you know, believing how their philosophies, believing whatever they want. Even though I think it's ridiculous you know, to put it in a harsh way, in a logical, I would never tell them to stop doing it. Because that's what's in their heart, and that's what they believe. And we all should do that. We all should do what's in our heart and what we believe on an individual basis. It's the only thing we really have is now, because nothing really matters. All this is going to go away. All this is going to go away eventually. And what point did it leave? What point does it make? We evolved. Mankind has evolved thousands of years to Homo sapiens sapiens. They'll evolve away and they won't be here anymore. What's the point other than to experience now? Say mankind lives and continues to grow and colonize the universe and do all that. What's the point? What is the point? And if you believe in God and heaven and all that, oh boy, that really doesn't make any sense why we're here. Why we even invest in all this. There's no sense in investing in all this, because Jesus is going to come back. It's all going to go away. So, it's kind of a, I wouldn't say catch 22, but you see what I'm saying? It kind of, really kind of doesn't matter, so to speak. Yeah. Happy Monday. I feel good. I feel good. I made it through the weekend. Did pretty much what I said I wanted to do. And I feel accomplished by it and for it. Somebody walking in front of me. I walk back a little bit, let them get some distance, and hopefully they'll turn. That's my little trick. I walk backwards and let them get farther up, because I can't, it seems like I can't catch them at their pace, and I was getting too close to them. This side, just so I ain't behind. All right, now they gonna move over because they see somebody coming. Oh boy. People, human beings, how can you not love them? Huh? How is it possible not to love them? It's not. So, happy Monday. Happy, happy, happy Monday. We'll get back, see what the number says. We'll see how the workday proceeds. Not sure, I think there's a Monday night football game today, tonight, I think. Doesn't matter, the Steelers are pretty much set. Well, we got to play next week. There's not too much going on this week that affects us anymore. So that's that. Anyway, feeling good. Got the heart rate up. Got a good sweat going. Can't wait to get back and get on that scale. See what it's gonna tell me today. On a Monday, on a glorious Monday. Happy, happy Monday. Happy, happy Monday. Oh, and one thing too. I left the extender, the USB-C extender piece adapter. Hopefully I left it at home in the laptop. Because I use that receiver when I use the wireless camera at home. So I went to hook up the wireless microphone today. And I didn't have that extender. I need that extender to plug in the receiver into the phone over the case. But I didn't have it at home, so. I mean, I didn't have it. See, I got distracted. People distract me. I didn't have it. So, I'm going with the open mic. We'll see how it sounds. Maybe I don't need the wireless mic. I developed that technology. Well, I didn't actually develop the technology. I developed the use of that technology. My use of that technology. The research, trial and error, and all that. But I'm thinking, with the microphone now, I'm probably hearing a lot of noise driving by. And with the wireless mic and the lavalier, I'm thinking, you wouldn't have heard that truck as loud. I'm guessing, I don't know. But that's my thinking and my justification for using said product. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, as it will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.